With exactly 3 months to go before primary election day, the race for governor of Massachusetts is entering a new phase. At their state party convention over the weekend, Democrats overwhelmingly picked Jay Gonzalez as their candidate to challenge Republican Governor Charlie Baker. WBUR's Anthony Brooks, who was at the convention this morning, looks at how the coming campaign season is taking shape.
In the months ahead, you're going to hear Jay Gonzalez talk a lot about what he'd like to do as governor. And you'll probably hear him talk about his height. He's 5'3", and he's not shy about it. At Saturday's state Democratic convention, Gonzalez talked passionately about the strength of the little guy.
It's the lesson we've learned the people of Massachusetts have taught us over and over again. From the colonists, to the suffragists, to the same-sex marriage advocates. Little guys who believe!
Gonzalez, who was Deval Patrick's budget chief, is pushing a progressive agenda. He supports the millionaire's tax and big spending on transportation, green energy, preschool and college, as well as a single-payer health care system. And he attacks Charlie Baker for doing too little to help Massachusetts residents and too little to distance himself from President Trump.
Baker hides behind the chaos Trump creates. He hopes we will lower our expectations and just be grateful he isn't crazy like our president. Well, Charlie, you can't hide from us. We expect more from our governor. Not being crazy is not good enough. It's not good enough.
Opposition to President Trump was a frequent rallying cry on Saturday among Democrats who hope it will drive voters to the polls in November. Gubernatorial candidate Bob Massey, the environmentalist and political activist, says Charlie Baker is not Trump. But Massey says the governor's problem is what he won't say about the president.
So let me ask you, do you think he should have shown up at the Women's March? The immigration rally? The March for Science? The climate march? The anti-Nazi rally? He came to none of these.
The Baker campaign points out the governor has opposed Trump policies, including withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement and the effort to kill the Affordable Care Act. But Massey pledged to be the people's governor, offering what he called a justice economy. Like Gonzalez, his is a progressive agenda. So some delegates, like State Rep. Mike Connolly of Cambridge, didn't decide who to support until the last minute.
So who did you vote for?
Jay Gonzalez for governor. You know, I like what he stands for, and I think that he'll give us the best chance of defeating Charlie Baker, something that's absolutely important, I think, for us to move forward as a Commonwealth.
In the end, Gonzalez won the endorsement in a landslide, taking 70% of the delegate vote. Massey took 30, enough to get on the primary ballot, and he pledged to soldier on as the outsider. Gonzalez left Worcester as the front-running Democrat, but he faces a stiff challenge from Baker, who remains exceedingly popular across the state and flush with campaign dollars. But Gonzalez says with the convention over, it's a new race.
Up to this point, our campaign's been focused on the 6,200 people who came to this convention. We're now going to start broadening our campaign. We're going to be speaking to the broader public, and people are going to start to understand that there's a choice in this election.
Conventions are a time of optimism and cheerleading, and there was plenty of that on Saturday among Democrats, who say Baker is beatable. Jean Milburn is a delegate from Wayland.
Good luck to him. I know it'll be a hard fight. I know lots of people who really like Charlie Baker, but we're in a time where the middle class needs protection. Charlie doesn't have the same leanings toward compassion that I see in Jay. And I think Jay's the guy to get the job done.
The most recent WBUR poll found Baker with a 40% lead over both Democrats. But now comes a new phase in the campaign. And Democrats say there's time to turn things around. They argue with a ballot question on the millionaire's tax and popular Democrats like Elizabeth Warren and Maura Healey on the ballot, a Democrat just might be able to ride a blue wave into the corner office. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.